The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. RivieraNowEggs.com. Coin flip, this person asks.
Okay. All right.
World's largest coin, ready to roll. It's 50-50. Oh. If it's 50-50, go for it. I am planning on proposing to my girlfriend on Thanksgiving.
Okay. All right.
Her whole family will be there, and she'll love that. However, I was just offered a free ticket to the Lions game that day, and I would miss the family time.
Ooh.
I can propose on any day, really. Which should I do? Game or propose?
All right, man. I mean, if that's truly a 50-50 for you,
I'd say go to the game.
One of those is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah.
And the other one.
Yeah, lots of people get engaged all the time, yeah. Right?
Yeah, might not even be the only time you do it.
Some people might be engaged 100 times.
All right, so are we doing a coin flip?
It's his life, sure. If it's 50-50 for him, I mean, I don't know if it would be 50-50 for me, but
I doubt it's 50-50 for her.
I had Kelly pick up Muffin because last time we did the coin flip, and Muffin was snoozing, and she was very, very scared the rest of
Muffin
the morning.
Muffin the dog, who weighs just a little more than the coin.
Yeah, you gotta cover up her little sensitive Grogu ears.
Should be okay.
All right.
She was sleeping. She was such a little noodle when I picked her up. She's like, "What are you doing, Mom?" I'm like, "Trust me here, baby."
All right, so heads.
Heads.
Propose.
Tails, go to the game.
Okay.
It's tails. Go to the game.
All right, have fun.
Yep.
Going to the game and explaining to your girlfriend that you're not going to Thanksgiving.
Well, she'll never know that you were going to propose.
Yeah, don't go. Hey, don't say, "Hey, I was going to propose." I mean, yeah, not going to Thanksgiving isn't great.
He's not going.
Right. That's, but she's probably likely to understand that, right?
Depends on how much she likes the Lions.
And take, you.
Take her to the game. Propose on the Jumbotron.
Jumbotron.
Best of both plans. Yes.
Is there anything better?
No.
Just don't ever tell her, ever, at any point in your life. Did you know that one Thanksgiving that we were supposed to go with your family, and I went to the Lions game and said, I was actually going to propose then. But then I called this radio show and had him flip a coin. No matter how funny you think that's going to be, no matter how well you think she's going to take it, don't you dare ever tell her that.
Yeah.
Keep your proposal special whenever you finally do it and enjoy the Lions game.
You don't think she'd like to find out eventually she was a coin flip?
Don't do it.
What? But Kelly, she could be flattered to know that was 50-50.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, obviously, as a huge like, Lions fan good. Myself. And having been proposed to, I can
it's
tell
like
you.
It's not like on one of those 6-10 seasons. It's a, you know, NFC championship or bust kind of thing.
But, you know, now they don't have Hutchinson, though. Who knows how it's going to be on Thanksgiving?
Right? Okay, this one. I need advice, ladies, especially from you. I don't know if this is a Jane Bow, so I won't say the name or the location. I had my yearly health exam last December, and I was shocked to find out that my HPV was positive. I've been with the same man, the father of two of my children for 4 years. I have never cheated. He, however, is a habitual cheater in past relationships and near the beginning of ours. He's, of course, saying he didn't know why. I'd be positive. HPV can stay dormant for who knows how long and can appear at any time. He's claiming it has nothing to do with him, and of course, I'm the bad guy. I've been anxious and depressed since then. What should I do?
Well, the fact that he's making you the bad guy is a weird red flag for me.
Yeah. Is what she said or he said about HPV lying dormant for a long time? Is that true?
It is.
Okay.
And men can carry it and not have symptoms, and they can carry it. And again, it can be dormant and then it can pop up on tests like this for her and he'll never know.
So is it possible that he could be not cheating and he could have still given it to her?
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. It could be dormant for years.
But I still don't like the fact that she asked a very valid question and he's making her feel bad about it.
That's not great.
That is a huge red flag to me. That would make me feel, even if he wasn't cheating, that he was, because who treats somebody like that after they've got a diagnosis that now they'll have to get treated? And if it's a reversible strain of HPV, then great. But what if it's one that causes cancer? There's so many strains of it.
Yeah.
You got to be so careful with stuff like that. And then for somebody to flip it on you, yeah, my insecurities would be running wild right now.
Yeah. And his may have as well. Like, oh, no, she's going to think I'm a bad guy again. But still, you can be supportive of your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
if it keeps coming up. I mean, if he's not guilty of it and it keeps coming up, what does he do?
I don't know.
Yeah, how do you prove that you're not cheating?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Especially if you are a habitual cheater.
Yeah. If there's every reason to believe that you have been in the past.
Yeah. I mean, it could have happened from either of you, unless like he's the only one you've ever been with your whole life. I don't think she said that, did she?
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, I mean, that stuff can lay dormant. Yeah. For years and years and years. So. Just agree that you're a couple and you're in it together. It doesn't really matter who gave who what. You both are dealing with it. She's dealing with it more, but you've both been exposed or whatever. Figure it out.
Go to her doctor's appointments with her and say, like, hey, look, we both have questions now. I just feel like there's such a better way to handle it. And if my very insecure trust issues brain right now, if somebody came at me after I had a shocking thing pop up that hadn't ever popped up before, and suddenly I'm curious if how this happened, how did it get here, and you're mean to me when I bring it up.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
At the very least, like saying, okay, well, let's figure this out. I didn't do it, but let's do the best to figure it out.
Yeah. Let's go to the doctor to see if there's something we can do. Cause what if she gets, what if it's reversible, but he continues to pass it to her? Like that's something that he would probably want to know if it were his health involved with it as well. I just don't understand not saying, okay, well, let's go to the doctor together. Cause I have questions too.
Yeah. I don't know.
I remember Hot Wings when we were in Omaha, one of our students was in, we had two older women, like they were 40, which in that office made them older women.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our students that everybody really liked was in one of their offices with Joni's office. And after the student left, it was emotional. I wasn't sure why. And I just said, hey, is everybody okay? And she said, well, yeah, I was just trying to, I had to be the one because no one else will tell her. That she's just going to keep getting, is it ovarian cancer you get from HPV? Is that right? Or that you can get?
Cervical cancer.
She was dealing with her second bout of cervical cancer in a short period of time, and she didn't understand, and the salesperson who was trying to mentor her was trying to say, you're getting it from your boyfriend, who we all knew, and you're going to keep getting it unless, you know, precautions are taken.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you had to have that conversation? She said, well, it's the right thing to do, which not surprising from her.
Yeah.
And if you have a young person who's sexually active, you can get an HPV shot, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
My mom told me that before I was ever even thinking about having sex. She told me about HPV. I was like,
yeah.
What does that mean?
Or it's so like a series of three shots. I remember getting it when I was 11. My mom was working at my primary care office and she'd come home and give me the shots at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Your mom's a nurse, so it makes sense. Yeah. This one. Hey, buds, I need advice. I'd like to be anonymous. Congratulations. My girlfriend and I have been together 8 years. We've gone through our 20s together, loss of pets, other trying times, and we've been tested to our limits, but have always come through stronger.
Okay, great.
We make a great team all together, and she is a great person and a fantastic partner. However, I have felt, then you knew it was coming, I have felt my mental and physical attraction to her fade over the years. After the COVID lockdown, she let herself go a bit, obtained a drinking problem, developed anxiety so bad that it's an ordeal just to go to the grocery store. I've tried to be there for her, but she does not seem to want to better herself. Financially, physically, and mentally, I'm trying to move forward with my life, but she is stuck. I want to live. My all-time crush and I reconnected after years last year and started off casually conversing. We talked on and off for almost a year, and I could feel myself starting to get a crush on her again. Never had a lot of chemistry with anyone like I have with her. But I'm in a relationship. My crush, so obviously being in a relationship, my crush and I started to fade away. I'm not one to cheat, and I never will, but I feel like I missed an opportunity to start with someone new who I really enjoy and is on the same mindset that I am. My crush and I are no longer talking. I don't know what to do. To add to that, yes, I have spoke with my wife about how I'm feeling, and I don't think I was able to get her. Oh, that's a different one, but it sure did apply pretty well. Well, if you're still with your other significant other, she might, I mean, she sounds like she needs to see a therapist because it sounds like she's got depression and she's stuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
like a pudgy little addict to me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Kind of. Yeah,
<that's- laughs> don't love that.
No, I mean, and you know, if somebody's not willing to do the work and you're showing your concern, you can't let somebody drag you down either. There's love and there's support, and but that can only go so far if it's starting to drag you down too.
And if you're not doing anything about it, you're enabling, period, especially if she's an addict.
Now, that said, it's no surprise that when you were shown a little attention by someone that you liked before that, that all of the sudden you're like, oh, we must be in love. Probably not. Maybe,
but
probably not. But anyone showing you attention in that way,
absolutely,
might have been appealing as well. So be careful about looking for that.
Yeah, I would try to put that out of your mind altogether and not even let that be a factor, and only let what's in front of you be the factor. And it's, can you help her? Is she willing to take the help? And if not, how long do you go before you go, okay, well, now it's dragging me down, and I'm turning into a different person that I don't like.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, 8 years with somebody, it might be time to say, okay, yep, I've given you what my expectations are, and you're not listening, step away. And then be single for a little while. Don't just jump right into something else. Good Lord.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
But I think, too, if you're at the point where you're messaging in to a radio show saying, she's let herself go, this is what I think of her, and I'm looking elsewhere, then, it's time.
Yeah.
Yeah, your loyalties are keeping you there, but your guts are not.
Yeah.
And if you don't have kids, again, I always go, God, if you don't have kids, what's holding you back?
Get out before you have some.
Yeah. Because it's not going to make life easier.
Yeah.
And if the amount of time and the emotional support that you've had for each other over the years is all that's keeping you there, then it's not easier just to stay because it's been that long.
No.
Like, it's only going to make it harder the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. Where were you when I needed you? And where were you when other people needed you? That's for sure.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No